First, I'd like to mention that our chaver Arya Graber is in the hospital. Those that didn't have a chance to call him or visit him, it would be very nice. It happens to be that the Dvar Torah that he gave over Yontif was one of the, plus other things, was one of the impetuses of this shir. Of Avram Avinu, Eitan Ezrachi Limud B'malas Akvias. We know we read in this week's parsha of Avram Avinu going to Eretz Yisrael. And this is one of the nisyonos of Avram Avinu. And it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Kan Yata Zocha Labonim. Because if you stay in Chutz Laaretz, you're not going to have banim, only in Eretz Yisrael. So I'd like to develop the idea that by Avram Avinu represents the concept of kvius. There's a lot of times people do things in life. You know, once in a while they'll come to shir. Once in a while they'll come to daven. Once in a while they'll do a chesed. But not by Ofen Kavua. And Avram Avinu represents the concept of Kvius. And I'd like to develop that idea. That he represents the idea of doing things that are Kavua, in a Kavua Dika way, things that you will do that will have ultimate Kiyum in the world. We know that the pasuk in Tehillim, we take a look on page 13, Tehillim page Tes Aleph, Maski le'eson ha'ezrachi, that they refer to eson ha'ezrachi, and says the Gemara Bava Basra. Page 14, Tezvav and Aleph, Amar of Eisan Ezrachi Zel Avram. Sivhach Eisan Ezrachi, Sivhosim Mi Heyem Ibizrach Tzedek. That Avram is the first one to shine. And Eisan, what does Eisan mean? Eisan means strong. Like when you have a peg. A pole that you put in the ground, a yosev neman, it doesn't waver. So, eson ezrachi means something that is kavua, something with that is like when you put a peg in the ground, a pole in the ground, you put it in deep, so it doesn't move. That's eson, that's strong, and that's Avram Avinu represents that idea. Of kvius. So I'd like to begin by saying the following. What's the connection? What's Pshat and Rashi? That you have to go to Eretz Canaan. He doesn't say what, but it ultimately means Eretz Canaan. And Rashi says, Kan Iyat HaZocha LeBanim. So I think the answer is, what's the connection? What's the connection between Banim and him going to Eretz Israel? So I think the answer is Pashut. That the concept of being in Golus, by definition, is a temporary residence for Jewish people. Right? Eretz Yisrael ultimately is the permanent residence for Jewish people. Chutz La'aretz is temporary. Now the concept of having Banim gives a person a more permanent existence in this world. Because a person, any individual is going to only live a certain amount of time, and then he goes to Olam Amis, and he leaves over his banim. And then Bezer Hashem, they have banim. So the concept of permanence begins in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the concept of having banim also is in Eretz Yisrael, because they both represent this idea of permanence. And I believe as well that look at page 2. It's pasuk says Vayelech lemasav midegev ad beisel. So what does it mean Vayelech lemasav? Kishechozer miMitzrayim leretz Kanaan hayamaholech v'lan b'achsanios shalom b'hem b'halichosul leMitzrayim. Limedcha derech eretz shalom yishone odom me'achsanios shalom. Vayelech lemasav means that when he was coming back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan, he stayed at the same inns that he stayed when he was going to Mitzrayim. Because when everyone was going from Eretz Canaan to Mitzrayim, he stayed at certain rest stops, and coming back, he stayed at the same ones. And then the other Pshat Rashi gives it that he paid back his credit. But what is Rashi trying to say? Vayelach Masav, that he used the same inn that he was the first place. So I think that's the idea, that Avram Avinu represents the concept of kvius, and therefore Vayelach Masav means that he comes back in the same places where he was initially. And then perhaps we could understand another Chazal, where the Torah tells us, "Ela toldos Hashemayim ba'aretz bihi barom." V'yom asos Hashem lukim eretz v'shamayim. So the Medrash says on page 4, "Amar Yeshua ben Korcha bihi barom is osios ba'Abraham, b'schuso shel Abraham." That bihi barom is the word, the letters of Avraham. So what's the connection? The creation of the world and the name Avraham? Because the world is a Dover Kavua. In other words, Hashem made the world, and he put, you know, Teva into the world. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is controlling everything. But he put a Dover Kavua in the world of Shamayim V'aretz, a Kvius. So the Mahus of the world is a Dover Kavua. And Avram Avinu represents a Dover Kavua. And hence, the Mahus of the world is Nirmaz in the name of Avram Avinu. Then we mentioned, again, that Avram Avinu now is going to Eretz Yisrael, which is the Mokom HaKvius, which reminded me of the words of the Maral. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos on page 5, Omer Dover B'Shem Omro Mevi Gula L'Olam. Right? You all know that Chazal, that a person says over a Dvar Torah or something, or Halacha, and he quotes the person he heard it from, who's Mechadish it, so he brings Gula L'Olam. So the Maral wants to know, what's the connection? One thing or the other. So he writes on page 6, Yesh lecha adas od ma sha'omer dover b'shem omro mevi gula l'olam. Yesh b'shem tam muflach mod v'zeh ki ha'omer dover b'shem omro hu gam kein mevi gula l'olam ka shemachzer hadvarim shem b'yan acher al mish hadvarim hem shalom. Yotzu hadvarim reshus acher osum shayutachas yodu machzirim al mish hadvarim shalom. There was what the basic, and Rav David Cohen explained this someplace, that you're bringing back something to its original source. When you're saying something b'shem omro, so you're saying, you're attributing the halakhic statement to its original source. You bring it back to its shorish. And therefore, you get gula, means you go back to your shorish, namely Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate Shorosh, it's the ultimate Mokom Kavua, and therefore Avram Avinu, who represents Kvius, has to live in Eretz Yisrael ultimately. And even on his way, Vayelech L'Masav, he goes in the same paths. He represents the Mahus of Shamayim Va'aretz, which is a Dover Kavua. And we know also, famous pasuk, I think I've said this over before in the past, but it's a very beautiful idea from the Rav Chaim of Chernovitz, on the pasuk in Naso. V'ish es kadoshav lo yu. So the pasuk Pshat Rashi says, V'ish nemer ma'adam skuna v'liya yochel yavo v'idlum v'zorot talmulom v'ish es kadoshav lo yu. Magid shotov azanel b'bayil. In other words, when you give something to the Kohen, so the Kohen can't just come into your house and take it. You have to give the... you can pick which Kohen you want to give your Pidyon HaBen money to, which Kohen you want to give the Zerah L'Chaim HaKeva. So you have that decision. But Reb Chaim Chernovitz, in a couple of places, both in the Be'er Mayim Chaim in this week's Parsha, and in his Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos, take a look on page 12, Zeh Shomar Yishas Kadoshav Lo Yeh Perish Mashu Ose Iske HaKodesh Iske HaTorah V'Mitzvos Zeh Lo Yeh She Yeda She Zehu Shalom Mamish Yasek V'Hem Be'echad Ose B'Shalom Aval Iske Chol Asher Hu Lo B'Kodesh Heima L'Shalachem Yenech She'Beinav. So those, the only thing that is really yours in life are things that you do, Chesed, Torah, Mitzvahs, anything else that we have in life. We have a car, we have physical things that we acquired. That's not Kvias. Only the Torah we learned, the Chesed we do. So Avram Avinu was the Isha Chesed, it was the Isha Torah, right? The Baral explains that since Torah is Chesed, that's how I have this in my Sefer. Avraham Avinu was able to figure out Kol HaTorah Kulo before it was given, because his Mahus is Chesed, and the Torah's Mahus is Chesed. So an Ish Chesed naturally will be able to bechavi to the Torah. And that's part of Avraham Avinu being an Ish Kavua. Because Ish is Kadoshav. The Kodshim, meaning the things of Kedusha that you do, are the only things that lo yeh, that you really own in life. And that's what he writes in the Be'er Mayim Chaim on this week's Parsha. He develops that idea. And that's what he says on page 10. Lech lecha. Well, it was the only thing that's lecha are these things of ruchnius, of Eretz Yisrael, of mitzvahs. That's the only thing that's really lecha for eternity. And that's what Avraham Avinu is. Even though, as Rav Yitzchak Soroskin points out, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, how do you know that all the Avos were born in Tishrei? Because Tishrei is called Yerach HaEsonim. And who are the Esonim? The Esonei Olam. The strong pillars of the world are Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yakov. So he writes here in the Rinas Yitzchak that even though all the Avos were called Esonim, but Esan Ezrachi, and I heard this from Rav Yosef Rabinowitz, Ezrachi Alav Zorach, because he was the first. He represents the ultimate Kvias. He represents Shomayim V'Aretz. And part of the concept of kvius, you see, we're both saying, in life, there are always going to be things that are going to try to take you away from your kvius. And sometimes you need to be taken away. Some things, but sometimes you just let yourself be taken away. So part of Avraham Avinu being an Ish Kavua is his Eson. He was firm. And also, as Rav Tzuriel writes in a Sefer that brings down the famous Medrash on page 17, why is he called Avram HaIfri? Because Kol HaOlam Kulo Me'Ever Echad. V'hu Me'Ever Echad. Everyone was on one side, he was on the other side. In other words, everyone else didn't believe in God, but he believed in God. Meaning, he has to have a certain amount of stubbornness. Not in a bad way, but a certain amount of, you know, I'm going to do it, I'm going to come, I'm going to, you know, there are a lot of things that could take me away from coming to Chavrusa, or coming to Seder, or coming to Shir on Sunday, will come in a lot of things. But I have to be an Esam. I have to be firm. And that's Avram Avinu. And now, based on this, we can understand very well a beautiful Gemara in Masechta Brachos that fits in on page 18. Amar Rav Chelbo, Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKovei HaMokom L'Tfiloso Elokei Avram BeEzro. That anyone who's Kovei HaMokom L'Tfiloso, so the God of Abraham will help you. So why, okay, Avram? Because there must be something special about Avram Avinu, legabe dafka, legabe kvias. So okay, Avram Bezro, because Avram represents kavua, so therefore he has to be in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's only when he's going to have bonim, and he's the Eson Ezrachi. But there's one other thing that the Torah tells us about Avram Avinu in this week's parsha that represents the same idea. And that is, Avram Avinu gets the mitzvah of what? Bris Milah. And Bris Milah is the ultimate kvias. Because as the Mefarshim say, what is a Bris Milah? It's like an ID, that I'm Avdu the Kudsha Brichu. So you have an ID, sometimes you lose your ID card. You misplace it, they ask you, where is it? But if it's Chokuk Bebosar, then it's Kavua. And the Bris Milah is the ID that, like I think we believe the Rambam writes in the Mordechai Vuchim, that's considered that you have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's kavua bebosar, so it's not temporary, it's a permanent thing, and that's why And that's what the famous Marach or Zarua on page 23. The son of the Or Zarua, Rakhayim Or Zarua, has his famous tshuva. That the mitzvah of Mila is not necessarily the Maisa Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is the state of being Mohol. Because he says, when David, in the famous Chazal, right, in Menachos, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, David HaMelech was with Steyr when he went into the bathhouse. He didn't have any mitzvahs. And then he remembered the Mila, because the Mila is always with him. So if Mila is only a mitzvah while you did the Mila at the time of the Bris, so why did it make him happy that even though he's in the bathhouse, he doesn't have any mitzvahs, he has Mila, but Mila he did 20 years ago, 50 years ago, etc. So you see from here that no, the mitzvah of Mila is not only the Asiya, but the mitzvah of Mila is the state of being Mohol, which is a continual mitzvah. So therefore Avram Avinu being the Ish HaKavua is the one who represents Mila, who's at the beginning of Mila. And Rav Wolfson in the Sefer Emunah Sitecha on page 25, he says, why the minhag is of the Bris Mila we give a name to the child? Kishem HaYeled, because the name of the child is, and I have a whole piece in one of the Mamorim Nimei Baruch about this from different Svarim, that the name is the Shorosh HaNeshama. And the Neshama is the only part of you that's really La'olam Vo'ed. So when we're doing the Maisa Kvias of the Bris Mila, so we together with that comes the Shame, which is the Machus of your neshama, which is also a dover kavua. And what Bris Mila is, says Rav Wolfson, is it's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person. That's why he says very well. Now, what does Rashi say on page 21? Avraham ben Tishim v'seisha shana b'imolo b'sor aloso. So he says, pasuk in Nechemiah, v'charosi mor bris. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on to Avram Avinu. He held on to his hand to help him do the bris. What's the point? Because the point is, a bris is a contract between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the person, and Klal Yisrael. So Rav Wolfson explains, it's not only over in that case. Every time a Moel does a bris milah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on to his hand. Why? Because if you make a bris with somebody, as he writes here, here on page 26, "Lachei nikra bris milah chosen, kosh arm v'tzatzav chosen ba'os bris kodesh. Hinei miderach olam yesh metzias echad rotzim lahayid ala metzias hazeh." In other words, if someone wants to give aegis of something, they write a shtar, like we're learning this year. And then the person is chosim of the shtar. But you can't have someone else, right? We're learning kiyum shtaris. No one else could sign for you. You have to sign yourself. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a chasima with us at the bris, so he has to be cutting the orla. So that's why the charosi mo'a bris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to the moel's hand, and he's basically doing it, because this is now the dveikus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which, as we spoke about in the previous year, is the ultimate kvius, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu really ultimately is the most kavua thing in the whole world. Haya hoveriya term kol yitzir nivra acharei kachos hakol. Right, he's before, he's after, he's during, he's always. So bris milah is our dveikus together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, besides the fact that it's bibsareinu, but it's the yichud between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's the ultimate kvias, and that begins with Avram Avinu, who's the Isha Kavua. So I'd like to point out, remember Aryeh said over on Yantif, he said, every night when he walks into the Mus-based Medrash, so he has envisioned that, there's somebody who's always sitting at this table, and always somebody sitting at that table, because these people are kavua, every day, every night, they're always there. This guy, when he walks in, he knows there'll be him, and he'll be here, and he'll be here, and that's what he was saying, Ari, that the people who ultimately succeed in their Torah, and their learning, and their growth, are the people who are kavua. Not the people who come sometimes and don't come other times. Of course, you can always grow. You can come one time. Bar Be Rav de Chad Yoma also is something. But if you really want to grow, and you really want to get to your potential, so then you have to come Ba'ofen Kavua. Kavua means you come Sundays, you come during midterms, you're always there. And it requires a certain stubbornness. It requires an Eson Ezrachi. Certain firmness. It requires Avram Ivri, that kol olam kulo be'ever echad, and Avram is be'ever sheni. It requires effort, and that's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the first person to go to Eretz Yisrael, because that's the makom hakvius. Omer davar b'shem omro mevi gula la'olam, because you come back to you. You attribute the mimer to its original. You bring it back to its source. So you deserve to go back to your source. And that, Ayelech HaMasov, he goes to the same path that he went originally. And he's the one to be Zocha for the first Bris Milah, because Bris Milah, as the Marach Or Zeror says, it's the first mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tmidi. Like Dovid HaMelech in the bathhouse, he's happy that at least he has the mitzvah of milah with him. So that's the ultimate midi. That represents the ultimate kvias, and that's the model, the role model we learn with Avram Avinu. And that's why Chazal ultimately say, HaKoveya, Mokom L'Tfiloso, Elokei Avram Ezra. because Avram represented that inyan of kvias. So everyone can be mechazik in this inyan. I mean, to be kavua. Again, everyone once in a while has to, you can't, you know, sometimes you have to break a kvias. Sometimes you can't be super stubborn, you know. Sometimes you have to do a particular mitzvah. You have to go to Bavakar Chola. You have to go to Levi. You have to go to a wedding. You break your kvias. But you have to make sure that you're not breaking it, you know, too much. That you're always trying to be mashlim, or to keep the kvias to the best of that you can, and never let laziness be an excuse for the lack of kvias. And then Bez Hashem, you'll be the Hamshacha of Avram Avinu, Esan HaEzrachi, Zo Avram Avinu.